VIP security. Some politicians really, really need it, especially if you look at what they get up to. But anyway, your most common experience of the South African VIP protection services, probably when you've got your makeway home, for example, whether you're living in Bloemfontein, whether you're living in the southern suburbs, you name it, those blue lights, black cars speeding past you. Now, the Institute for Race Relations has compiled a report into the state of service, which guards the high-ranking politicians, which National Treasury will spend just under 3 billion rand on. And this is 2018-2019 financial year. Bless you, Gareth van Onselen, Head of Politics and Governance at the Institute for Race Relations. Good morning.
Hi, sorry about that.
No, it's fine. It's very funny. I thought people might think I was very religious and blessed you from that perspective. But it was all as a result of a sneeze. Now, this report, I believe, seeks to describe how the VIP protection service actually works. Maybe the best place to start is right there.
Yes, well, what the report seeks to do is to explain what the VIP protection services are, how they're structured, how they worked, how they're funded, and then thirdly, most importantly, everything we don't know about them, because the whole operation seems to be shrouded in a lot of secrecy.
And I don't I don't have half an hour for you, so I know you're very good at doing these things, tracing all those important bits of information, so the floor is yours. How does it work? And give us some of the details.
Okay, so the VIP protection services are housed under the South African Police Service, but there are elements of it that fall under other departments. VIP flights, for example, fall under the Department of Defense, and vetting, in other words, risk assessments to determine who gets VIP protection falls under state security services. Mm-hmm. But the bulk falls under SAPS. VIPs at national and provincial level are determined to need protection. They provided protection from two units. A VIP protection unit gives those people that follow them in close quarters. Static and mobile protection provides protection at their residence or places of work. And between those two, the budget is enormous. As you say, it's almost about 3 billion. If Cyril Ramaphosa is elected president in 2019, the first 2 years of his term in office will cost the South African taxpayer at least 5.2 billion and about 50 billion if he stays in office for 10 years. So these numbers are extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say if he is elected as president after our 2019 election, he did say that the current cabinet, for example, is an interim one. And he mentioned earlier in his State of the Nation address that he's certainly going to be looking at the size of cabinet. So if he cuts that by, let's say, a quarter and amalgamates certain ministries, then that should bring the bill down reasonably. No, well, I don't know if it's going to be enough. It's still a lot of money to spend billions on security, but it certainly will deflate that bill.
Yes, it would make a difference, although I would argue that difference will probably be on the margins for the simple reason that if you look at the outcomes of the VIP protection, in other words, the number of people it protects every year is recorded in the annual report, there's no real difference from this year than what it was 5 years ago, and yet the budget has increased by 700 million. So this thing seems to be not related to outcomes.
So if we look at that 700 million and that increase, do we know what that's attributed to then?
No, it's one of the big problems is that there is no explanation in the official documents and none that has been given to the portfolio committee or an answer to questions to justify why this unit has to increase so exponentially every year. There's a real oversight problem with the VIP protection services.
Now, who's entitled to it? Ministers? Deputy ministers?
Well,
premiers?
It's governed by a policy called the Risk Assessment Management System Policy, or REMIS. And no one has ever seen this policy, but it determines the criteria through which someone would qualify for VIP protection. Okay. Essentially, the state security services do an assessment of high-profile people every quarter and then determine whether or not they need VIP protection. There is a formal list of people who could qualify, national ministers, deputies, premiers, MECs, a whole lot of judges and other prominent people. They don't all have VIP protection, but a lot of them at the moment seem to benefit from it.
Okay, well, I know one judge at least, not going to mention his name, who catches a taxi to the Cape High Court each and every morning. And I would imagine that's not VIP officers in tow. But it's a worrying number. It's something that one has to look at. So then, in closing, where to from here as far as this is concerned?
Well, a few things need to happen. The first is that the portfolio committee really needs to get the VIP protection services before it and ask some hard questions. I mean, we have no contemporary data about the number of personnel, the equipment, and the unit which is the most hidden of them all is the Presidential Protection Services unit, the one that's dedicated to Zuma, to former presidents, to Ramaphosa and their wives. And its budget is subsumed in the VIP protection budget. We don't know how much money it gets in and of itself. These kind of things need to be examined quite closely by Parliament.
Well, I want to thank you for bringing it to our attention. Gareth van Onselen is Head of Politics and Governance at the Institute for Race Relations. It's